Many Czechs today consider the first Czechoslovak Republic a golden age in the turbulent 20th century. The country, which existed between the two world wars, is seen as the first free state of Czechs and Slovaks after centuries of Austrian rule, and one of Europe's few democratic states of the time. But its reality, its values, and conflicts often escape the popular understanding of the era. One of the First Republic's outstanding personalities was the army general and writer Rudolf Medek, who embodied some of the values of the time. In this edition of Czech History, Jan Richter looks at Rudolf Medek's new biography, penned by the British historian Katja Kocourek.
Few army generals today are also poets and playwrights, and few distinguished writers are army officers who have commanded troops in combat. This was the case of Rudolf Medek, a Czechoslovak general who fought in the First World War, and whose plays, novels and poems were very popular with Czech and Slovak audiences during the First Czechoslovak Republic. Katja Kocourek, a British historian with Czech roots, is the author of the first ever biography of this significant figure of interwar Czechoslovakia, which recently came out in Czech, entitled The Czechoslovakist, Rudolf Medek.
Interestingly, I became interested in Rudolf Medek in London at the School of Slavonic Studies, where I used to attend the literary seminars of Robert Pinsent, who's a famous professor of Czech and Slovak literature at the School of Slavonic Studies. And one of the books he introduced at one of those seminars for discussion was Rudolf Medek's Ohnivý drak, his first major novel. And I read this novel, and it was as a result of that that I started conducting research into his life and works.
During the First Republic, Rudolf Medek was recognized as a hero of liberation from the Austro-Hungarian Empire. As the first director of the National Liberation Memorial on the Vítkov Hill, he was also a vocal public figure throughout the 1920s and 30s. In her book, Katja Kocourek discusses Rudolf Medek's role in the Czech society at the time, as well as his beliefs he promoted in his public work. She says that Medek was on the right of the political spectrum.
I would say he was very much on the right of the intellectual map. I mean, he was somewhere relatively high up because of his public position here in Žižkov as the director of the Památník osvobození, as it then was. So he was public because of that, thanks to that position. But he was very much on the right. So he was somewhere between national democracy and agrarianism. He was somewhere in this spectrum. He didn't have a clear idea, as a lot of right-wing figures didn't, on the direction of how the state should evolve, but he had two key ideas, which were his ideas for a new political culture in the state. One was patriotism, which is he believed that every citizen of the state should be absolutely loyal to the president and its institutions. And the second idea was the idea of national defense.
The National Democrats was a party that provided an ideological background for the longtime Czechoslovak foreign minister and later president Edvard Beneš. President Masaryk, on the other hand, was more left-leaning and sided with the Social Democrats. That might have been one of the reasons why Medek's relations with the political elites of the First Republic were difficult, despite a personal link with the Masaryk family.
Complicated and strained. His relationship with Masaryk was slightly tempered by the fact that his wife was the sort of step-granddaughter of President Masaryk through her mother, who had married Masaryk's son. So there was a family connection with the presidential family. So that helped his relationship slightly with Masaryk, but even he didn't like to see Masaryk too much because they ended up arguing, and Masaryk didn't like to argue. I think this is a point that Ivan Medek once made. But his relationship with Beneš was even more complicated. He did not like Beneš, and the feeling was mutual.
What was the problem there?
The problem there was that I think because Beneš was a National Socialist, he was mixing into politics a lot, despite the fact that he was foreign minister. People in the Legionaries believed that as a foreign minister, Beneš should be staying out of local-level Legionary politics, and he was getting very much involved in it. And this created tensions between the left and the right.
Just like in his public life, Rudolf Medek's experience from the battlefields was crucial in his literary work as well. His best-known theater play, entitled Colonel Švec, tells the real story of an officer of the Czechoslovak legions in Russia who committed suicide to prevent an ideological split among the troops. Czech and Slovak soldiers in the legions were exposed to Bolshevik propaganda, and the main character in the play resources to an act of self-sacrifice to make sure the legions pursue the original goal of achieving an independent democratic state. Katia Kocourek says some of Rudolf Medek's ideas may sound extremist today, but back then Czechoslovakia faced a serious threat posed by revisionist tendencies in Germany and elsewhere in Central and Eastern Europe.
Back then, this was an evolving conservative idea. You had various pools of right wing, and he actually belonged to that pool of right wing that was moving away from the fascist Gaida and more towards the mainstream national democracy. But he was part of a clique of right-wing military generals who fought on the Eastern Front during the Great War, who were absolutely convinced from their experiences from the war that each and every citizen of the state had an obligation to defend the state. So although it sounds extremist today, after the turmoil of the Great War, this was a sort of an idea which they felt they had to put forward.
A native of Hradec Králové in eastern Bohemia, Rudolf Medek became a schoolteacher and soon began publishing his first poems. The start of the Great War, however, changed Medek's life forever. He was conscripted to the Austro-Hungarian army and sent to the Eastern Front. A year later, he defected to the Russians and then joined the Czechoslovak legions that fought for the creation of an independent Czechoslovak state. Rudolf Medek fought at the Battle of Zborov, as well as against the Bolsheviks along the Trans-Siberian Railway. Tomáš Jakl is a historian at the Military History Institute.
Podle mého názoru je Rudolf Medek především člověkem, který měl určitou prožitou zkušenost.
I think that Rudolf Medek was primarily influenced by his experience. He was a teacher and a writer, and then he suddenly found himself in the middle of the World War. His experiences from the war had a profound impact on him. He realized that it was necessary to fight, because any other alternative would mean destruction and death. This was a crucial moment in his life. The Munich Agreement of 1938 was in sharp contrast to what he believed in, and was one of the reasons for his premature death.
Pádu posledních nadějí na nějaké brzké obnovení Československa.
Katia Kocourek's biography of Rudolf Medek was launched on the 15th of March at the Military History Institute on the Vítkov Hill, an institution Rudolf Medek helped establish in the 1920s, and was its first director. Together with the nearby National Liberation Memorial, the institute was homage to Czechoslovak legions that fought on the fronts of the First World War for the creation of Czechoslovakia. Colonel Aleš Knížek is the institute's director.
Rudolf Medek, když se vlastně vrátil z legií.
When Rudolf Medek returned after the war, he was appointed the head of the newly created Liberation Memorial. The Army Museum itself only moved to its present location in 1932, when the new building here in Žižkov was completed. General Medek was the first director of the National Liberation Monument.
Generál Rudolf Medek byl prvním ředitelem památníku osvobození.
The compound at the Vítkov Hill was only completed shortly before the country lost its independence once again. During Rudolf Medek's time, however, it represented the nation's struggle for freedom and democracy, and Medek, as its first director, used it as a base for his role in the public discourse.
He was very much aware that it was a public role, and this is something that I discuss in my book. I devote quite a lot of attention to the Památník here. There are at least a couple of chapters in there about it. He perceived it as a public role, and he took it very seriously. It was a big part of his life. So those who would say that Medek was just a literary figure are wrong. He was very much a military figure. His role here at the institute proved that. So I think he thought it was a public role. He knew it was a public role, and he used that to further his own views.
Rudolf Medek ran the memorial until the German occupation of 1939. He was forced to move out and died soon thereafter, in August 1940. Katia Kocourek says that he unfortunately left no account of how he understood the decline of the country he loved so much.
He was having continual health problems from the summer of 1936, so he essentially never got to put any words to paper. So he wrote a series only of articles for the right-wing press. He also wrote against Perotka in Přítomnost. But he never actually, unfortunately, put together a full sort of body of ideas in a book or a pamphlet. His ideas were scattered in the last years of his life through newspaper articles. So he never offered an opinion why it failed. But certainly I think that he was very critical of Beneš's foreign policy at the time of Munich and his actions as a president. So as with many generals on the right, he blamed Beneš for what happened.
The National Liberation Memorial at the Vítkov Hill is now a regular military museum, no longer charged with emotions shared by those who saw the birth of Czechoslovakia. Rudolf Medek, in fact, lived in the complex with his wife and two sons, Ivan and Mikuláš. After his family moved out, the living area was turned into offices. But the institute's director Aleš Knížek says the apartment will be restored as part of a planned renovation of the whole complex.
V současné době v tom bytě jsou kanceláře. My jsme se snažili.
The apartment was turned into offices. 10 years ago, we renovated the rooms into their original shape, but it was difficult because the whole building underwent some very insensitive alterations. For instance, the parquet floor we're standing on now, as well as the marble in the big hall, was covered with glue and a layer of red carpet. We renovated all of that, but the building is yet to undergo major reconstruction. When it's done, the renovated apartment will be used as office space.
Rudolf Medek might have been an extraordinary figure of the First Republic, but his legacy is now veiled with obscurity. Military historian Tomáš Jakl believes that this is partly due to the fact that under the communist regime, his values were despised as reactionary.
Já si myslím, že odkaz Rudolfa Medka je vnímán velmi pozitivně těmi, kdo.
I think that Rudolf Medek's legacy is understood as very positive by those who know about him. Those who don't are usually affected by certain simplified views that have been presented about him in recent years. But most people just don't know about him because of the 40 years of silence imposed by the communist regime.
Ani jeden z těch okruhů, ve kterých Rudolf Medek působil.
However, just like Czechs no longer flock to the National Liberation Memorial to pay tribute to the heroes of independence, Rudolf Medek's intellectual world seems to have little resonance in the contemporary Czech society. The author of the general and poet's first biography, Katja Kocourek, again.
I think that this was a point that Ivan Medek made quite a lot in his various journalistic writings in the years before he died, that one of the problems with Czech society today is that the values of the interwar period, those values for which their forebears fought in the war, have just basically dissipated, like patriotism, like respect for one's elders, or whatever you want to call it. It is those values which have now disappeared, and that definitely has something to do with it.
That was British biographer Katja Kocourek ending that edition of Czech History by Jan Richter.